Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Ukraine Black Sea grain deal has been extended for 2 more months, a day before Russia could have quit the pact over obstacles to its grain and fertilizer exports. The flow of ships through the corridor had been grinding to a halt during the last few days, with the deal set to expire on Thursday.
The confirmation by the Russian Federation to continue its participation in the Black Sea Initiative for another 60 days. I welcome this decision. The continuation is good news for the world.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, the United Nations and Turkey brokered the Black Sea deal for an initial 120 days in July last year to help tackle a global food crisis that's been aggravated by Moscow's invasion of Ukraine, one of the world's leading grain exporters. U.S. President Joe Biden will head home earlier than planned from an overseas trip to deal with the debt crisis. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The White House announced the president would scrap the last two legs of his trip.
The president wanted to come back a little bit early.
Spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre faced multiple questions aboard Air Force One about why, given that it meant putting off visits to Australia and Papua New Guinea. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says that work is important, but can wait.
Default can't be postponed, but the trip can be postponed.
Sullivan's rejecting claims the change will do diplomatic damage or give China leverage. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Officials say 8 people are now confirmed dead in northern Italy following floods from rain-swollen rivers. The flooding forced Formula One to cancel this weekend's Grand Prix race. This is VOA News. Rebels in Ethiopia's Oromo region have accused federal troops of launching attacks despite an agreement stemming from Tanzania peace talks to de-escalate the conflict. Maya Misaker reports from Addis Ababa.
The Oromo Liberation Army, a rebel faction operating out of Ethiopia's Oromia region, says federal government troops launched attacks in the region despite an agreement to, in the words of the OLA, de-escalate. Fighting between the OLA and federal troops has gone on for 4 years and displaced thousands from their homes. Prime Minister Abiy announced that peace talks with the group would begin in April. Since then, both sides have reiterated the commitment to a peaceful resolution, despite not reaching an agreement during the first round of talks. However, the OLA says it will not be pushed to accepting a subpar political settlement through military pressure. Maya Misaker for VOA News, Addis Ababa, Ethiopia.
The U.S. northwestern state of Montana becomes the first state in the nation to completely ban TikTok, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Many states and the federal government ban the use of TikTok on government devices, but Montana's gone further with a complete ban of the popular social media site. Republican Governor Greg Gianforte signed the legislation, which prohibits downloads of TikTok in the state and sets a fine of $10,000 against any entity if a potential user is offered the ability to access the platform or download the app. The law is expected to face legal challenges. Montana's governor says TikTok's Chinese ownership makes it a significant risk to sensitive government data. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Prince Harry, his wife Meghan, and her mother were in a, quote, near catastrophic paparazzi chase in New York on Tuesday night, Harry's spokesperson said on Wednesday. Reuters correspondent Trevor Carroll reports.
The chase could have been fatal, said the spokesperson, and involved paparazzi driving on the sidewalk, running red lights, and driving while taking pictures. New York Mayor Eric Adams said public safety should always come first.
I thought that was a bit reckless and irresponsible.
Harry has long spoken out about his anger over press intrusion, which he blames for his mother's death. Princess Diana was killed when her limousine crashed as it sped away from chasing paparazzi in Paris in 1997.
Reuters correspondent Trevor Carroll. An Islamic extremist was given 10 life sentences, another 260 years in prison for killing 8 people with a truck on a bike path in New York City. The U.S. District Judge announced the sentence Wednesday after Saifullah Saipov spoke. Saipov said the tears of his victims and families of those who died are small compared to the tears and blood of followers of Islam killed unjustly. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.